Chapter 3. The Fight Over Basel II. Managing my diverse board on FDIC-specific issues was hard enough, but some of the most important decisions to be made on bank regulatory policy had to be done on an interagency basis to ensure consistency in how banks were supervised. That meant that we also needed to reach agreement with the Federal Reserve Board. Prior to Ben Bernanke's arrival in 2006, the Fed had been led by Alan Greenspan for nearly two decades, and during that time the institution had acquired a strong antipathy to regulation. Early in my tenure, the other bank regulators were still moving in the direction of less regulation, at least for larger institutions. Adding fuel to their fire was the fact that some of our foreign competitors, particularly in Europe, were taking industry self-regulation to new extremes. In particular, a number of European regulators had embraced principles-based regulation, which, in my view, meant articulating high-level standards but then leaving it to the banks themselves to interpret and enforce those standards. Most problematic was Europe's implementation of a new framework for setting capital requirements for large banks, known as the Basel II Advanced Approaches. They had been developed by a group called the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision. The Basel Committee was established in 1974 to promote international cooperation in bank supervision and, in particular, to set global standards for bank capital requirements. The group met four times a year, usually in Basel, Switzerland, and was made up of bank regulators from the major developed nations. Of all the things that a bank regulator does, setting and enforcing capital requirements are probably the most important. Why? Because banks have certain government benefits that other for-profit commercial entities do not enjoy, which also means that they pose big risks to the government if they fail. For one thing, they have deposit insurance. That allows them to readily obtain funds for their operations from bank depositors, who do not have strong incentives to ask about the safety of the bank because they know the FDIC will protect them from loss if they stay below our insured deposit limits. Banks also have what is called discount window access.